This is the DPHRO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DPHRO and Rothenberg.
With the seventh pick, the New York Giants select Evan Neal, tackle, Alabama.
Step right in and be your right tackle.
You have bookend tackles, and not only do you have bookend tackles for the next decade plus, you have them both for a couple more years on rookie deals.
Yeah, so the New York market is going to be cool. I'm excited for that.
I'm not saying the Giants are going to be good, but that's how you win in this league, having premium position players not making a lot of money.
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Ebbechiti.
On 98.7 ESPN.
Oh, it's all happening. DiPietro Rothenberg with you, 98.7 ESPN. You know, there are some times that I hear those rejoins and I think to myself, ugh, did I really say that? That was not. That was one of those I'm like, boy, that sounded good. It was well thought out. It was educated. It was a bright point. I am hot. That was a good job by me.
Yeah, you were fantastic. But I expected that. I mean, you were on fire in the group chat, calling out picks before they happen and everything. I mean, you've been, last couple days, you've been really good.
I've been really, really good.
Your roast sucked. Yeah, I mean, your roast sucked.
What do you mean? You know what? You're such a fraud. And I'm going to tell you why. Because I do my roast, and you're like, yeah, you know what? That's a good roast. I completely agree with you. And now, all of a sudden, you probably got reaction on Twitter. It's probably someone on Twitter said, I didn't like it, and there you go there.
No, I'm thinking about it, because I was already aggravated that
you had no problem with it, and all of a sudden, you like it. And how about RJ's? RJ's was even a roast.
I loved RJ's roast.
Of course,
it was relevant. At least it was relevant.
It was relevant. Don't be mad because you were gonna punt on the group chat until Winthrop called you out last night.
You know what? I'm gonna punt on everything. I'm gonna punt on all of you. I'm gonna punt on the group chat. I'm gonna punt on the show. I'm gonna punt on the reads. I'm gonna punt. I'm gonna be like the Giants on second down. I'm thinking about my punt.
You gonna run a quarterback sneak?
I'm going to run a quarterback sneak followed by a quarterback sneak and then a punt.
I don't think you could. With the information you had last night, I know you. You have to tell people. You had to get that out there.
I didn't have to tell you. I told you because you're my friends and I wanted you to know like I knew.
You want someone to know that you know.
Forget it.
You need people to know how smart and connected you are.
Yeah. No. Do you know what I'm going to do tonight?
I am too smart.
When I know who the Giants are going to take, I'm going to send a group text saying I know who they're going to take and I'm not going to tell any of you jerks.
That's even worse.
Well, that's what's going to happen.
This is who he is, though.
This is who he is. I know something you don't.
That's right. Yeah, I'm going to dangle it.
Yeah, and this is what happens, though. Anita comes on yesterday talking about feet work, and the only position that's clear-cut is punter, and now we have another punter in the mix.
I'm going to punt. I'm punting on you. I'm punting on the group chat.
This guy can't get an iPhone.
You know what? Forget it. I'm in such a good mood today, and you guys are trying to bring me down. I'm not going to let you. And you know another reason why I'm in a good mood today? This new app. This new app makes my life so much easier. I adore it. If I could wrap my arms around the app and kiss it closely, I would do that. That's how good it is.
It is great.
It is gorgeous. So here's what you do. If you didn't hear the show yesterday, K-Show was talking about it as well. Here's what you do. You go to the app store. Every idiot knows how to go to the app store, right?
Well, I don't think you have to be nasty about it.
No, I think you're probably right. Every really wise, bright person knows how to go to the App Store. Then you type in with your little nubby fingers, ESPN New York, right? And then, boom, it just pops right up. You download that app, and it's simple, simplistic. A child could use it. All right, you get all your favorite shows on the new ESPN New York app. Play-by-play, streaming live on the new ESPN New York app. Catch up on what you might have missed here on DiPietro and Rothenberg, The Michael Kay Show, and so much more. Plus, find streaming exclusive content like Flight Deck with your buddy Rich Cimini and Breaking Big Blue with our great pal Jordan Renan. It's all new ESPN New York app available right now on the App Store and Google Play. So get it. You have it. You love it instantly, yes?
Love it. Everything about it, I love it.
I knew you would. All right. So Mel is going to join us at 7:35 this morning. Mel Kiper. We'll do a frenzy at 7:15. In front of me, Mel put out last night, and I feel kind of vindicated too, winners from round one. You ready?
I'm ready.
You want to take a stab? He has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams as winners.
All right.
Any guesses?
I'll go locals for sure. I mean, I think the Jets were a big winner. I think the Giants were a big winner.
Well, hang on a second. Can I react to that?
Okay.
All right.
I think you should take a guess.
Jets are on the list. Now, I don't know if he does it in an order or it's just these are five winners. Jets are the first team on the list. The picks, we know Gardner, Wilson, Johnson. Big fan of all three of these picks. The Jets got my top-ranked corner, top-ranked receiver, and then they got a potential steal late in Johnson. And then he goes on to explain about the different guys, but he loves what the Jets did. Giants on here as well. When I went to write down the list of the Giants' biggest needs, the first two I wrote were edge and right tackle. This is a huge win for New York, even if we thought general manager Joe Shane might reverse it and take the tackle first. The Giants added an extra pick from the Bears for the Fields trade last year and got two really great players in this spot. So you got two. Any more you'd like to take a stab at? Three more on the board.
Well, I think we said at the open of the show, we like what Baltimore did.
Baltimore is on there. And who else did we mention?
Detroit.
And?
New Orleans.
And New Orleans. I mean, how good are we?
I think we're pretty solid, man.
I think we are really, really good. More picks that Mel liked. Daxton Hill, the safety / corner at 31. He had him 14th on his big board. He says he preferred Malik Willis over Kenny Pickett. So he was a little perplexed by that one. Head-scratching moves from round one. Jaguars taking Trayvon Walker first overall. Patriots taking a strange pick in Cole Strange, the offensive lineman out of Chattanooga at 29. The Lions, see, I don't know how the Lions get a head-scratching pick and then they win the night as well, but he's kind of perplexed by Jameson Williams at 12, and then what the Packers did by, again, adding no offensive help for Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, I mean, they have to listen. I mean, there's more than just, you know, adding wide receivers to a team that's trying to win a championship, right? I just think when you look at, like, was linebacker at 22, like, was it that much of a need at 22 that we needed to address it?
I don't understand what, like it almost feels like they're playing a game of chicken with him. Like, now you're here, now you're ours, now we'll make sure to prove a point.
Well, he's supposed to be involved, too, with some of these decisions, right? Like, he has some input. I actually like, you know, the other team I actually like what they did too was Kansas City.
Chiefs moved up, right?
Yeah, they went up, got McDuffie, and then they got the Karlaftis at 30.
Oh, I like the Greek kid.
The Greek guy, yep.
Yeah, no, I liked him as well.
I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, no, I agree. I like what the Chiefs have done. So there you have it. I mean, but, and everyone, I was reading Sports Illustrated before, they have Jets and Giants as two huge winners. We haven't had one call. When was the last time we were 2+ hours into a show and not one person had a negative thing to say about one of our local teams?
It's been a while. Even if we haven't even got one of the fans that's just naturally negative.
No,
that
even
just doesn't
Ira
want to be happy.
Even now, Ira gave you like a snippet of, well, I would have liked Ukunua, but they went, you know, in another direction. But he wasn't negative.
No, but you can't be negative, though.
You can't
there's
be negative.
Nothing to be negative about. Like, I mean, there may be someone that you preferred. Like, you may be that guy that preferred Jameson Williams and are willing to wait a couple weeks to get him back. But, I mean, we talked about this yesterday when we were doing our mocks. I was of the mindset that the three players that the Jets really liked in this draft were Sauce, Garrett Wilson, and Jermaine Johnson.
And you got all three.
And you got all three of them.
And who did the Giants love? See, I love what the Giants have done also. Because they gave you this smoke screen, the Charles Cross, and I believe it was just that, a smoke screen. And then they said that Thibodeau had one of the worst interviews possible, which was just not true. They loved him. And Joe Shane said last night that they had a phenomenal conversation with him, and he said that he talked to the Giants more than any team out there. So, I mean, how many times did you know what the Giants were going to do? I mean, Gettleman told you, I'm just going to take this guy and there's nothing that you can do. It's a different regime. So I love the picks, and I love how they're handling themselves right now.
Well, think about this, though, right? So, I mean, when you're looking at it, this is something that we were talking about yesterday when we were going through our mocks, is that, you know, both New York teams need everything, right? But, I mean, when you looked at how they kind of lined up, depending on how things, you know, fell in the first couple picks and then, you know, what was going on with Mekhi Becton, you're kind of in line for the same, you know, the same position groups, right? Like, you know, Jets could have went offensive line at 4. And then once all of a sudden you get to 10, you know, Jets could be looking for a guy off the edge. So you're right. Like, what Joe Shane doing, putting out the, you know, the narrative that, you know, Thibodeau was a bad interview. We don't like him, just because there was probably some thought that, hey, you know, we don't want the Jets to take him at four. Like we want him at five. And then to take Thibodeau at five as opposed to waiting to seven when you have all three linemen available.
I was gonna text Renan about why they did that.
You know why it is. There had to be the thought that someone would come up and trade with Carolina to take Thibodeau.
But that's so smart. I mean, that is exactly what you're looking for out of your GM. Let's go to Joe in Brooklyn. Joe, you're next up on 98.7 ESPN.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Big fan of the show. Big Jeff fan. And I'm going to start by saying I'm definitely happy with the draft. But knowing what we know now, that the Jets take a wide receiver at 10 and the Eagles got A.J. Brown for the 18th pick, a proven commodity, would you trade that 10th pick for, say, an A.J. Brown, or if that would have got you a Deebo Samuel, or even going back to a Tyreek Hill situation? The 10th pick for the proven commodity, as opposed to a rookie that we have to wait and see. And hopefully it works out. Again, I'm a huge fan of the Jets, huge fan of what we did in the draft. But just a question. What do you guys think?
I would. I don't know how you feel on it.
Well, they clearly wanted Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill for them was the guy that they wanted. And I'm reading some stuff this morning that apparently the 10th pick was part of the offer to San Francisco.
Well, Benjamin Albright, who works out in Colorado, who's dialed in, said that San Francisco called the Jets. And again, we don't know what's true, but this is what he's reporting, and he's a legitimate reporter. San Francisco called the Jets and said, we will give you Samuel for the 10th overall pick, but that was when Wilson was going to be their guy, and they turned it down. They said no.
Yeah, that makes sense. I mean, again, I told you Wilson was the guy that they wanted. So I guess that if Wilson was gone already, say Atlanta takes Wilson at 8, then maybe that's when all of a sudden you decide you want to pivot and do the deal.
Maybe so. But again, and see, I think that's fair. He calls. He wished they got A.J. Brown. He wished they got the veteran, proven receiver. That being said, you have to love what they've done. Right? Like, you can have a differing opinion, but right there, you have to absolutely love what they've done.
No, you have to. Yeah, I mean, there's no reason not to. And now, again, this is the season of hope. But as far as what they wanted, who they targeted, they got who they wanted.
Yep.
So you got to just trust that they know what they're. I mean, you just trust that they know. That's you're at the mercy of your front office and your coaching staff at this point. Like, this is who they wanted. They got exactly who they want. I mean, you're talking about they got three of their top eight guys, the Jets.
Yeah, with 26, right?
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
And welcome aboard.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want. Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts. A football frenzy.
You could say that 10,000 times and it still wouldn't be enough.
It fires me up, man.
I love
it.
Say it one more time.
A football frenzy. Any team, any player, any question.
If we could go back and I could roast someone right now, I have my answer. I mean, what is he doing?
I don't know. He was very talkative during the break. I just assumed
he
did, knew.
Like a chatty Cathy.
That you teased it. I mean, this is what we do at 7:15.
Right? I mean, if we had to give someone the buzzer and hang up on them immediately, it would be Santiago at the moment. What a terrible job.
Listen, you can do the buzzer and hang up on me. I'll walk out right now.
Go ahead. Get up and walk out.
Okay, bye.
No, please.
What that does? That leaves RJ in a tremendous pinch.
Yeah, please don't leave.
RJ's arms are not long enough to do all that.
Oh, my goodness. DPHR Rothenberg presented as... Shush! Shush. please. DPHR Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. We're not going to get sponsors if you keep interrupting me when I'm trying
to
read.
Presented by Progressive!
See, that's what I have to do. I have to scream it at you. Within the next
sure,
not,
yeah.
No, you're not asking another question.
Just
that's
a
right.
quick one. Yes
No. Within the next 9 minutes, by the way, a big Jets draft jersey giveaway.
You're going to say I asked a bad question? I'm going to step on your face right now.
In the retelling, that's very funny. Let's get to the calls on the Frenzy. 1-800-919-3776. You know the rules. You ask a dumb question and we hang up. Just start asking how we're doing. We hang up. What do you want to ask?
No, quickly, before we get into the questions, I told you, Ian Rappaport said that the 10th overall pick was the pick they offered to the Niners in a package for Deebo Samuel.
It was a package.
That's Rappaport. But, yeah, I mean, listen, you might be right. They must have said no originally, came back, and then once Wilson was still there at 10, they said, no, we're good. We'll take Wilson.
Yeah, I think so, because they love him, and he's on a rookie deal. Pierre Putnam, lead us off. You're on the Frenzy.
Where do my Jets go in round two to continue the momentum from a great round one draft?
I think you have a lot of options. I mean, Rick, we've discussed it all morning. You need everything, right? I think at this point you don't need a receiver. You need a running back. Yep. You need offensive line. You could use secondary help. So I'm not going to look at one guy and say you have to go there. There's a lot of places they could go.
No, there is. I mean, they need a lot. You're not wrong. No, I mean, they've been linked to, I mean, you're running back. I don't know if Breece Hall will be there. Kenneth Walker out of Michigan State. The safety out of Baylor I would be interested in. Petrie.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys, and they have what
offensive
the sixth
line. Maybe this
pick.
Maybe this is the time, right?
Maybe it is.
I know Joe Douglas wanted to address the offensive line at some point, just in case. So that'll be something he does.
It's certainly a possibility. Brian Bergen, Brian, you're on the Frenzy.
When Thibodeau's career is over, do you think you'll look back and say he's more comparable to Deion Jordan or Vernon Golston?
No, I don't. I hope not either. That would be
terrible. You drafted him fifth overall. That's not the hope.
No, you don't want. I think he was making fun of the selection.
Well, wasn't? Correct me if I'm wrong. Isn't Thibodeau being mentored by Strahan?
Yes.
That's smart, man. Very smart.
Yeah, certainly. So hopefully, listen. If he gave you half of what Strahan was, you'd be
how
happy.
Diabolical is Joe Shane too? By the way.
I love it. What did he do, though, specifically?
Well, no one knows that. People are lying to Todd McShay. He's all upset. The interview went terrible. We don't like him. Turns out they
love
the kid.
Though. I kind of love that.
Wait, how do you not love? That's the whole point. That's what you're supposed to do. It's not supposed to be like, this is the guy we're... No, this is who we're
but
taking.
That's what it's been for the last how many years? You can
don't
sit
call.
Here. They love Eli Apple. They take Eli Apple. They love. I mean, enough of that. You know?
The draft isn't the time to be transparent.
No, make it difficult for everyone to know what you want. They love Charles Cross. They had no intention of taking Charles Cross. None.
And that's yeah.
It was between Neil and Aquanu. I love it. Steve in South Jersey. Steve, you're on the Frenzy.
All the buzz on Thibodeau before the draft was that his brand is a negative quality. After finally watching him in an interview with a reporter last night, based on his locker room presence, do you get some sort of Ray Lewis vibe?
I don't know that I get a Ray Lewis vibe. I don't know. I heard him speak last night, and I was really impressed. I thought he sounded great.
Yeah, but that's such an unfair criticism, though, man. I mean, there's so many athletes now that are concerned about their brand. I mean, it's not all of them, but it's a lot of them. I mean, this guy was. I mean, you want to talk about a track record of just being a stud? I mean, you go back to high school. Number one guy in high school, number one guy coming into college. At a certain point, I mean, he was the number one guy in Mel's draft.
Both guys.
But you know how that happens, though, too. Like, I mean, the longer someone like that is on top, people just can't wait to try to just chip
away. Knock
him
down at the knees. Absolutely. 100%. You know what? I was reading this about Joe Shane that he said he really liked is that Thibodeau. What did you say?
His ankle injury, right?
Right. That he got hurt, could have easily shut it down and said, I want to come back. And he did come back. And that really impressed the Giants. Let's go to Zach in Hoboken. Zach, you're on the Frenzy.
What's your guys' reaction to the A.J. Brown trade with Philadelphia?
I mean, how could you say anything?
It's a great move for the Eagles.
Did well.
Yep.
I mean, you added an elite receiver. Now, you gave up a lot. What did they give up? 18 and a third round pick? Is that right?
Yeah, I wouldn't. It's that's not a lot. I mean, they got two first round picks next year too.
Yeah, I mean they really are very well positioned. But if they want the quarterback, they can have now the ammunition for that. But you gave up a good amount. I mean, a 1 and a 3, you got a stud receiver, and you had to pay him. So the positives are you got a stud receiver who's 24. The negatives, if any, you gave up a decent amount and you had to pay him. But I don't know how you couldn't like it.
Yeah, but here's the thing, though, too. I mean, this is also a team that's still trying to figure out whether or not Jalen Hurts is their guy, right? So now I got Devontae Smith, and I'm going to pair him with A.J. Brown.
I don't like that at all. Matt in Riverdale. Matt, you're on the frenzy.
Who had a better draft so far, the Giants or the Jets?
I knew we were going to get this today, and I hate this question.
I think they're right there, man. I think they're right there. I would probably just say the Jets right now because they got Jermaine Johnson at 26.
Right. I think that's fair, but I hate that question because I think the Giants did phenomenally well. I mean, phenomenally well.
Yeah, like listen, how Joe Shane played the whole thing, I like.
Brilliantly. Mike in Maywood. Mike, you're on the frenzy.
Hey, are you upset that the Jets didn't do the trade?
Yeah, sorry. Unfortunately, that
he just said, "Hey, though." That's a little premature.
Well, listen, Santiago played the buzzer. He feels away. How about Santiago though? He comes in with some bloopy song, and then the second the guy just says, "Hey," he hammers him for it. Very hypocritical.
Is it not?
It's a trickle down effect, is what it is.
It's so, very hypocritical. So Zeke and Matt.
You know what,
Raymond?
No. Do you want to follow your rules or not?
Look, he's yelling at me. Yeah, the rule was come back with the frenzy, not come back with like. Bloop.
That's not a hard and fast rule.
He just gave you the closed eyes. Shh. He's shushing you.
Like when you talk to a little baby. Shh. Zeke and Matawan. Quick, Zeke, you're on the frenzy.
Thibodeau's over under on sacks this year. Is he the next Michael Strahan?
I'll say 8.5.
Yeah, let's relax with that.
8.5. That'd be a good number.
That'd be a great number. You kidding me?
8.5. I like the Giants' front line, though. I'll tell you, Ojulari, Thibodeau, right? Leonard Williams, Dexter Lawrence. It's a pretty good front four right there.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and it's something that you guys have clearly lacked.
Haven't had a long time. Remember when they – you can blow this one dead, Santhi. Remember when they – I mean, it was like it's so many guys. It was Tuck. It was you. What are you doing? He's playing the open again. You're a mess, huh?
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Thanks for listening to the DPetro and Rothenberg podcast.
I'll give it to you whenever you want it.
Looking for more access to the show? Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
Mel Kiper Jr. Mel, you know how we feel about you. We adore you. We think you're the best, and we would do anything to have you on our show, as evidenced by sending you the whipped cream. But I got to be honest with you. I was a little hurt, and I think Rick was as well, that you send this gorgeous picture of a big, beautiful slice of pumpkin pie accompanied by a gorgeous bottle of fat-free whipped cream. But nothing in it, in that tweet, mentioned your favorite show and who sent you the whipped cream. So before we start analyzing round one and looking towards rounds 2 and 3, Mel, what gives?
I had nothing to do with that. That was Kim Kuiper. You can blame for that. See, social media is not my deal. I had it all there, and then she took a picture and put it up. I had no idea she was doing it, so I was already on the draft doing my stuff when I was aware of that. So you can't blame me. You can blame the other, you know, you can't, but you can't blame me for that one. And that was my last one, by the way, guys, my last cancel. So I'll have to put up a note today, and I will do that. And the grand will be a day late. Right, day late. What they say about a day late, but I will give you guys total credit for the last bottle of whipped cream, and that was gone because at roughly 1:15 in the morning, I finished that last bottle of whipped cream.
Rick, is this fair to say? I don't want to speak for you because you're the one that does the heavy lifting and sends the whipped cream. Once that tweet goes out, tagging us, right, DiPietro and Rothenberg, these are my whipped cream guys. They send it to me. Rick, you will then start the process of the next round of whipped cream being sent.
See, the process has been started, Dave. This is what I do for the show. This is what I do for Mel. I realize that once he gets the 12, draft is coming up, a lot of just this anxiousness. Like, and once he gets through this, all 12 will be gone. I actually bought a second styrofoam cooler, just knowing that at some point that I'd have to send more.
Wow.
You guys are amazing. You guys are amazing. And I'll tell you, that is true that was the last one. I think we finished up with the SVP last night, and then I went and I had to have something, so that was it. And then yesterday I just had a couple sandwiches, and that was it. So today I have nothing left. I have nothing left.
You'll have it soon.
Nothing left, nothing left in the tank. No.
You will have it soon. I promise you will have it soon.
Thanks.
All right. We have a lot to do. We're thrilled to have you today. Let's start with the locals. I'm the Giants fan. He's the Jets fan, so I think it's appropriate we ask about our specific teams. I couldn't love what the Giants did more. I think they played this brilliantly. They got Thibodeau. They got Neal. I mean, do you agree? The Giants home runs last night?
Yeah, I just would have gone Ekwonu and then Thibodeau, but I get what they did. They might have been, they had maybe a higher grade. They knew there were a couple tackles left, so they said, let's play that game that way, since Thibodeau's the last of the pass rushers for them. And the sixth spot, you figure, would be a left tackle, so they were happy getting whichever one was left over, okay? So I get all that as to why they did that. So there was no issue there. I just had, a little bit of a higher grade on Ikem Ekwonu. If I would have gotten Ekwonu and Thibodeau, I would have given them a little bit of a higher grade, but I understand. Evan Neal, he's played right tackle. Ikem is a guy that I think could be spectacular, but Neal's got the versatility. So I just would have played it a little differently, but I have no issue at 5-7 with what they did.
So, Mel, let me ask you then. So was there a fear that if they passed on Thibodeau at 5, that Carolina would either take Thibodeau or trade out and someone would come up to get Thibodeau?
Yeah, I think that's – and also the fact that they had a fallback plan. See, they didn't have any probably fallback plan at 5 for a defensive end at 7. So they probably figured, okay, if we lose Thibodeau, we can't risk that. There's one pick between. Carolina had no second or third round pick. There was always a fear that Carolina could move out of there, despite the fact that they really needed a left tackle, could even look at a quarterback by trading down. Trading down was the fear, I believe, the Giants had, that somebody – they'll be interested in getting out of there because they do not have a 2 and a 3. Somebody will jump in there and take Thibodeau. Because you're always, when you love a guy, you're always fearful somebody else loves him as much as we do. And he's a pass rusher. And he was a number one player coming out of high school. Number one player in August. All those things go through your mind. If we can't lose this guy. But if we lose Neal, we're okay. Because we can't lose Neal, Ekwonu, and Cross. We got to get somebody in that group, right? So they knew that they were going to get a tackle. They did not know that somebody wouldn't jump in there at 6 and take Kayvon Thibodeau. So I get the strategy. The strategy for that reason is fine. I'm just a big Ikem guy, and I think Ikem's a great player, as could be, but hey, I have no issue. Ikem and Neal is great. We're very similar, so I understand exactly what they were thinking.
All right, Mel, so we love to compare guys to guys we see in the NFL for a long time. Give me some comps for who you look at Thibodeau and Neal as guys we've seen over the years in the NFL.
It's hard. I didn't do a comp for either one of those. I really didn't. I did a lot of comps. I didn't do one for those two because Thibodeau doesn't have the great bend. So you don't compare him to the Myles Garretts and the Clownies and guys like that. But he's got incredible strength, incredible power. He's got a great get-off, first-step quickness. I mean, he can close. He has inside pressure. He's kind of a unique guy. He really is from that standpoint because he didn't give you the bend. And he doesn't give you pass rush moves. His quickness, his first step quickness is what beats you, okay? His strength gets you when he's in along the inside. He's got speed power, but he doesn't beat you with great moves. He doesn't have a spin move. He's got to develop some of that, okay? So that's why it's going to comping him as hard. Evan Neal, with his size and the fact he started at three different positions, it's hard to comp. There's some things technically he needs to work on. I'd like to see him finish a little better, play even a little past the whistle, sometimes not even two. So there's some things that Icky does that Neal doesn't. That's why I gave Icky the edge. So both those guys have something he needed to work on, put it that way. Icky solved all his issues. Icky, to me, is flawless. I love the kid. I think Thibodeau and Neal have some things to work on to get to the level where they're as good at the pro level as they were in college.
All right, Mel Kiper joining us here on the show. Let's pivot to the Jets here. Mel, I absolutely love what they did. I kind of had an idea that, Sauce, Wilson, and Jermaine Johnson were the three players that they really liked in this draft. So my question to you is this, is why, if you know, did Jermaine Johnson last all the way to the 26th pick?
That's the mystery. I kind of there was something going on. I don't know what it was. We all thought there had to be something. Well, guess what? The Jets traded in and took him, so the Jets weren't concerned. They had him, I think they said eighth on the board, right? They said they got everybody up to eighth. So they got three guys. I had heard what Joe Douglas said. They played that during the SVP last night. I heard that he said, we got three guys in our top eight. Well, they got three in my top 11. I had Jermaine Johnson at 11. So why he dropped, I'll try to do some digging today. I didn't do any last night. I went to bed as soon as I could after the pumpkin pie and whipped cream. I didn't something had to be up. I don't know what it was. All I know is, like I say, he got pushed down. I thought he could go. I thought the latest he would go would be Baltimore in the middle of the first. But then this is the thing, guys. You say, well, it had to be something. Well, Kyle Hamilton was there for Baltimore. Like, I don't think they expected the fourth best player on my board. I don't know where they had Kyle Hamilton to be there when they were picking. So they went and took the safety, which they needed, and they've always had a great safety. So they took the safety who had a higher grade, and then they passed on. So that was the one team I thought could take Johnson. Once you got past that, we were bringing him up anywhere between 20 and where they picked him. So it wasn't like he went, a lot further. Once he got out of the top 10, Baltimore was the team that you really thought could take him. For me, that's what I was talking about when they were up. It was Hamilton or Johnson. Well, they went with the higher rated guy at a positional need area as well. And then there might have been something that concerned a team or two. But at the end of the day, the Jets weren't concerned where they took him, and they traded in to get him when they could have been trading in to get Breece Hall, running back, right? They could use a Breece Hall. They didn't trade in to get Breece Hall. They traded in to get a guy who, like I say, they feel was one of the best eight players in this draft.
So, Mel, did the Jets win the night? I mean, I know the Giants did well. I think a couple other teams did well. But to land three of the top 11 on your big board for Joe Douglas, did they win round one of the draft in your mind?
No question. Because they solved need. What do you say? Corner, edge, wide receiver. I mean, that's what we had, the corner and maybe center running back. They could get that today, tomorrow, right? So center and anchor. That's why Linderbaum came up. They were close with Linderbaum. Ravens got Linderbaum. So we had talked about maybe trading in. I had him trading in to get Linderbaum, right? Well, the Ravens got Linderbaum after trading down after they made the move with Arizona and Hollywood Brown. So now center, and there's Cam Jurgens from Nebraska's out there. There's other guys that you can project inside who had played a little bit of center, and that was a few of those guys. We'll get to them today. So there's other options. A running back, Breece Hall. All the running backs are there. Breece Hall, Kenneth Walker III, the whole group, okay? So to me, if they get a center running back, they're fine. But the positional need areas were filled. The value where they got these guys was there. Drake London was taken, right? He was the bigger receiver. And Wilson plays bigger. He's under 6 feet, but he's a leaper. He's got great body control. He's got long arms. He plays bigger than he is. So he plays like a 6'4 receiver. So to me, Sauce, length, Wilson with the long arms, could play taller, and then you get your Jermaine Johnson, who's got he has bend, okay? He has the bend off the edge, and he had the total tackles of second on the team, which I really like the hustle that he plays with. So it'll be interesting to see whose career is better, guys, Thibodeau or Jermaine Johnson. We'll be following that very closely.
Well, let me ask you this. A move, something that did or didn't happen in the first round that surprised you the most?
Malik Willis, I really thought he would go somewhere. I didn't necessarily think, like I said, 17 on the board, right? I didn't think he would necessarily go in the top 10, but he could have. Once Carolina passed, you knew that wasn't happening. Seattle, Atlanta, we didn't think probably would. They could, but they may not. Then he gets into the middle of the first, right? Then he gets to Pittsburgh, and they take Kenny Pickett. So once they did that, was somebody going to trade in? Was Tennessee going to take a quarterback? Nobody traded back in to get Malik Willis. So that just tells you that what I said, I used the word uninspiring. That's what a guy in the league told me. Uninspiring, nobody we fear. And he told me the one guy that teams tend to fear, or we fear a little bit, coming into our division is Malik Willis. We don't fear any of the other guys. Well, the guy that they didn't fear went to the Steelers over the guy that maybe they did fear. But Pittsburgh had to take a quarterback. Pickett they took. Ben Roethlisberger was coached by Mark Whipple, right? He became the youngest quarterback ever to win a Super Bowl because of Mark Whipple. Mark Whipple coached Kenny Pickett. Mark's now at Nebraska. I talked to Mark about Kenny. He liked the kid a lot, okay? So, again, that connection, playing at Heinz Field, local kid, tested really well athletically. 24 years of age when the season begins, 49 starts. You know, doesn't need to work on a lot of things where Malik, you know, with the interceptions, maybe 12 interceptions over the last 8 games at a lower level of competition, playing at Liberty, you know, 118, but they don't play the schedule that Pitt does. Maybe that was the reason why, and you know, that they have a bridge quarterback in Trubisky, so they have that. So it's set up perfectly for Willis to go there, but they like Pickett better. And I had one at 17, one at 18, so I'm not going to argue with that. But the fact that Malik Willis wasn't somebody late in the first round that somebody traded in to get really did surprise me.
Mel Kiper Jr. with us here, 98.7 ESPN. So, Mel, tonight, 6 o'clock, the coverage starts. You can hear that right here on 98.7 ESPN. Rounds 2 and 3. So, from the local perspective, the Jets traded one of their two, but each team has an early pick in the second round. I'll take the Giants' perspective, and then you can give us kind of the answers on both. The kids that I like, Dean from Georgia, the tight end, McBride, and then the linebacker from Wisconsin, Chanel. Where do you fall on the Giants and the Jets here tonight?
Leo, I know where. Leo's got a little short arms, and Leo's a thumper. If it was 1995 or 1985, Leo Chenault would have gone in the middle of the first round. So Leo's got to see, can he cover? Can he be a three-down linebacker for you? He is an aggressive downhill thumper. I think I think you looked at it and you said, okay, you know, who's available at this particular point? And I think when you look at the Kobe Dean, nice player, but he's only 5'11 and a quarter, 229. He doesn't have the great arm length, but he's a great tackler. So they always attribute arm length to tackling, breaking up passes, all that helps. You know, he's not the fastest guy. All those things push probably the best football IQ of any linebacker I've ever seen go into the second round. Trey McBride, I highlighted yesterday during the late 20s of the draft. I love Trey. He ran 4.56 at the pro day. He played for a team that went 11-39 during his career, yet he was out there balling every week, okay, getting it done. I love Trey McBride. I think he would be a heck of a pick there. And I mentioned for the Jets, so, you know, center, running back. Breece Hall is still there. And Breece Hall is the kind of guy that I've had people say, hey, you know, he's a first-round running back, but he gets pushed to second. Why? Because I always said, don't take a running back in the first. That's only one thing the NFL ever listened to me on. One thing. They always told me I'm an idiot. I don't care. My mailman knows more than he does. My mailman doesn't even have season tickets. They don't take running backs anymore. Very rarely. Took two last year. One got hurt, didn't play. Najee and then ETN got hurt. But now this year with a first-round caliber running back, they pass. I think that proves the point that the NFL doesn't value the running back position like they did back in the 80s and 90s.
Mel, all right, last one for me. So I need to know, because I'm the one that's going to be doing all the heavy lifting. Are we looking at 12 cans enough? Do I have to go 18 cans? Like, what are we looking at here?
What do you need, Mel? Tell us what you need.
I got to believe for the day after the draft, I've got 4 hours of sleep. I think you got to double it up, and I got to see 24.
Wow. 24 cans. All right. Listen.
Mel.
I got to believe that. And hey, just for that, if we do, and I know you guys, you always come through big time. Hey, I'm here any day you need me. The whole year, you need me at 7:30 in the morning, no matter what day it is. You know, May, June, September, you know, Christmas week, I don't care. Anytime RJ calls, emails, I'll never say no. And I never have said no. RJ knows that. So unless I have something else, you know, going on that I can't avoid and get out of, I'll be here for you guys.
All right, so Mel, let's just confirm what's going to happen now. You're going to receive a two dozen beautiful, fat-free whipped cream at your doorstep. Mm. Listen to you. We are going to receive the same tweet again today, but with Rick and I tagged in it so that the world knows who's supplying you with that whipped cream.
Yeah, just got to let me know what I need Kim to do. Because, see, I don't know. I have any idea about social media.
RJ's going to tell you.
RJ needs to email us and let Kim know what to do, because she knows exactly what to do. And then she will do it by noon today, because we need a little rest here at the compound.
I understand.
We understand. We need a little rest, but I'd say by noon Eastern Standard Time, that will be up.
All right, RJ's going to take care of that. Mel, we really do appreciate you joining us for a few minutes here on the day after the draft. Enjoy the rest of the weekend, and maybe we'll talk to you next week, and we'll do kind of a final wrap-up. But great stuff as always, and thank you so much.
If we don't get a review sometime really next week, I'm going to be really disappointed.
No, we're going to get a review. Mel, we love you. Take care. Have a great weekend.
You guys are the best. Take care, guys. See you, man.
Oh, boy. He is sensational, isn't he?
He's the best. I mean, this is why you make the investment, right? This is why you go out and you run to different places. You got to stock up. Now I can't even imagine what's going to happen now when I roll out with 24 cans now.
They're going to look at you with the side eye. They're going to look at you real weird. I have a couple of reads, so let me do them. Cutting the price of your wireless bill feels good. Really good, actually. Actually, forget that. It feels great. You should try it. So cut your bill by switching to Straight Talk Wireless, now offering our $45 Silver Unlimited plan with 5 gigabytes of hotspot and 5G on America's largest, most dependable networks, the $45 Silver Unlimited plan from Straight Talk. Straight Talk Wireless, no contract, no compromise. A month equals 30 days. See terms and conditions at straighttalk.com. 5G capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. And this one is just gorgeous. All right, you can get all your favorite 98.7 radio shows and all the play-by-play streaming live on the ESPN New York app. Brand new, beautiful. Go to the App Store, download it. ESPN New York, type it in, comes up simplistic. Catch up on what you might have missed right here on this show, DiPietro and Rothenberg, The Michael Kay Show, and so much more. Plus, find streaming exclusive content like Flight Deck with Rich Cimini and Breaking Big Blue with Jordan Renan, all on the new ESPN New York app, available right now in the App Store and Google Play. So I hate to push you on this, and I said I would do it if you needed. We got to take care of this.
Monday.
Dozen. Yeah,
Monday.
Okay, I know you will. I have nothing.
Because Monday, when I send it Monday, it gets there. It gets there Tuesday. That's how it works.
Beautiful.
So I go out now this weekend. I got to go. I'll probably have to go to a couple different stores to get all the whipped cream. So I get the 24 cans. I already got the cool. I'm gonna have to get another cooler now, and then I'll send it on Monday.
I love it. I can say.
I'll tell you what though.
That.
I don't know how. I don't know if I'll have the energy to go do it today with all the reads that I did. I'm a little worn out.
All the zero reads that you had to do today. Yeah, I need the nap. You already had the nap, my
Stop
friend.
Stop it.
By the way, RJ, I don't want the show to be tagged. I would like that as well. I want us. I want at Rothenberg ESPN. I want at HDumpty39, and I want at DR on ESPN. All of it tagged in the tweet from Kim. All right, Raymond, I mean, we were great today. Now you choose the three stars.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Yeah, except for the timing at the end of the show, but it's all good. It was working. It was funny. No, great day for New York football at the NFL draft. Dave is very, very happy with the Giants pick. It sounds like most of Jets Nation is very happy with the Jets pick. Robert Saleh seems happy with what the Jets did at number four.
Congratulations, brother.
That's a big one. I love that.
Could you tell who wanted defense to be the first pick in their draft this year or what?
Was it Robert Saleh?
Number two.
Shout out to the group chat. Dave Rothenberg, even though he wants to be a big baby and he wants to dangle the information that he supposedly does have, he knocked it out of the park with all his predictions yesterday, so I'm hoping he'll be able to do that today.
I'm not sharing it anymore.
But he's very sensitive right now, and he says he's going to dangle the information and say, I know, but I won't
tell
you.
Know, and I won't tell any of
that
you.
That thing doesn't dangle.
We'll
I can promise you that.
Hit you right in the head.
Number one.
Order up another round of whipped cream for Mel Kiper Jr. It's now official. It will be tweeted who his official suppliers of the whipped cream are. I got to tell you, boys, it doesn't seem like it's very legal what we're doing right now, but who cares? Keep an eye on Mel Kiper's Twitter.
Legality out the window. All right, let's bring him in. Keyshawn Johnson joins us here on 98.7 ESPN. Of course, he comes your way in just moments on KJM on the station. Key, I mean, Jets and Giants, were these not home runs last night in round one?
Oh, my God, they knocked it out the park. You know, they certainly, you know, the Jets did it first and the Giants followed it up. I think when you look at the Jets, they get sauce. So They get the cornerback shutdown guy. They probably haven't had one like that since the Camardi Revis tandem. So now they finally got one. And then you look at the Giants, they get another pass rusher in Thibodeau.
Key, let me ask you this, because we had a lot of really positive calls. Like, Jets fans seem fired up. But there are some that say, oh, you know, why Garrett Wilson? Why not, you know, Jamison Williams? What are your thoughts with taking Garrett Wilson?
Well, Garrett Wilson can play right now in the day.
Yep.
We don't know what Jameis, yeah, he had an ACL, and we all assume that he's going to come back and he could take the top off of it. But Garrett Wilson can run routes. He could take the top off of it as well. And he's healthy today. You know, I don't need a guy in December. The season is over by then. I need a guy in September.
So Keith, why do you think Johnson fell to 26? There was so much conjecture this guy could go. I mean, I even saw 4, 5, 7, 10. Why 26?
Sometimes that's just the way the NFL draft falls, right? Guys raise up, get overvalued, and some guys fall because, you know, people like the other defensive ends better, but the Jets got one. They were able to smart enough to see him falling and said, let's climb back in this thing. And now we hit on all levels. We got a receiver. We got a defensive back. We also got a pass rusher to help the defensive back out. This was a, you know how they say grade-wise, an A plus, whatever the case may be. This was an A-plus, plus a little bit of a bonus for Joe Douglas and his staff getting this trifecta taken care of and getting it done the Jet way.
Look at that. It's like Keyshawn's report card at USC. All A-pluses, plus a little bump.
Now you would be lying to the people.
Little Keyshawn Johnson bump.
I did graduate, though. As they say, as my mom said, no one cares about your GPA on your graduation degree, on your degree. All it says is you graduated. That's all I care about.
Congratulations with that. Yeah, that's nice. All right, Key. Dave forces me. No, I'm going to ask you one quick. Please, quick, because I'll get yelled at.
Back to me. Great. Go ahead.
No. Other team. Is there one other team you look at? Jets, Giants, great. One other team you point to that said had a really good draft?
I would say
Baltimore?
Baltimore had a good draft, but they also had a bad draft because they got rid of Hollywood Brown and didn't pick up a receiver, and Lamar Jackson is ticked off right now. But I would say the Cardinals, because the Cardinals got a guy who they could pair back with their quarterback that played in college with him. They replaced Christian Kirk with the same type of player, and they're going to have to pay less money for the next couple years.
All right, good job by the Jets, the Giants, the Ravens. I think the Lions did well as well. One more, Key, and this is the big one. Coming up in just a minute here on 98.7 ESPN, it's your show, KJM. What do we have on tap today?
Draft stuff, a little NBA. But that's kind of where we're going, right? What do you guys want to hear from us?
Draft stuff.
Say that again?
Draft stuff. That's
draft
what we
stuff,
want.
Maybe how good Chris Paul was last night would be nice.
Say that again?
We want more draft stuff, Keyshawn. More draft stuff.
That
I want
is
some
correct.
Vegas stories, too. I want to know what you're up to in Vegas, too.
I go to bed at 7 o'clock.
No, yeah, we don't believe that for a second. Right. Have a great show. Have a great weekend. Enjoy Vegas.
All right, buddies.
There you go. And that, of course, is Keyshawn Johnson.
The Rhino must have a pullout.
After a great show today, it's Rule 76.
No excuses. Play like a champion. It's DPHO Rothenberg and
Kid Frost
on 98.7 ESPN.
Thanks for listening to the DPHO and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.